This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, May 21st. Well, the wheat market's on the move yesterday, kind of on its own, leading the whole grain complex higher, but certainly supported by a corn market that has just exploded higher as well. We've had a 45-cent run in corn in about the last week and a half. And it's been about that much for wheat. Yesterday, Kansas City was significantly higher than Chicago, but by the end of the day, they were almost tracking. KC was up about a penny over Chicago by the close. But in wheat in particular, we've been watching disease become pretty widespread in soft red country. Now that's spilling over into hard red country, and it's been very wet. Now this heat coming is going to make the fungus spread quickly across hard red winter wheat country. They're also trying to get harvest rolling in Texas. They've been waiting for a week there. Combines have been ready to go, but it's been wet. They got huge rainstorm last night and over the weekend, from West Texas all the way through Oklahoma, South Central Kansas, up into Missouri, stretching into the Midwest. So it's very wet there. It's going to be a long time before those combines are rolling. And not to mention, there's more rain in the forecast for the next 8 or 9 days. We're looking at pretty heavy rains across much of the southern, up into the central plains, and through much of the Midwest. Clearly, you're not going to see a lot of equipment in the field for planting or harvesting. And you're going to see this disease spread more rapidly. So we've got the harvest delays, and we've got quality issues up front and center now with the wheat. And you're probably going to see some yield drag too as well because of this disease problem. So that's what we're looking at in the wheat space. But it's also being supported by corn, which has just exploded higher. A couple gaps now, yesterday and today, this morning getting another gap. But these rains have been, obviously delaying corn plantings ever since spring began, ever since the planting season began. And we're running way behind normal as far as corn plantings. We're running up against prevent plant dates. And considering the price structure, farmers are probably going to opt just to take the prevent plant and call it a season. Wouldn't blame them. And the market is quickly trying to price itself into a position to buy back those acres. And it's struggling to do that, struggling to get there fast enough to do that. And with the rain forecasts what they are, you're looking at some significant, I think, changes going on in the corn planting numbers. Whether they just don't get planted, or it's a shorter season variety, or it switches over to soybeans, whatever way you look at it, you're looking at a notable drop in corn production as what USDA projected here just a couple weeks ago. So a look at the progress reports. We've got corn planting at 49%, which is about what the trade expected. That's up 19 points on the week. It's still 31 points behind the average. And we've still got 47 million acres left to plant in corn. And again, with the forecast the way it is, and just the rains that we've already had here over the last few days, it's going to be a long time before they're in the field. Soybean planting at 19%, that's up 10 on the week, down 28 points from the average. Spring wheat is doing a little bit better. We're 70% planted, that's up 25 points on the week and 10 points behind the average. Montana sitting at 69% planted, that's up 14 points on the week, still 13 points behind the average. North Dakota 66% planted, that's up 29 points on the week and 8 points behind the average. In winter wheat, condition reports, the hard red winter wheat index is at 7% poor to very poor. That's down 1 on the week. Good to excellent was up 3 at 69%. Kansas seeing a pretty decent jump in good to excellent, up 4 points at 60%. Poor to very poor was down 1 at 10%. Kansas is at 61% headed. That's 22 points behind the average. So you're looking at progress, slow progress in hard red winter wheat from about, northern Oklahoma on north. On south, they're actually running ahead of normal. Interesting to see just the change and the slowness of the progress as you get into Kansas and Nebraska in particular. Montana is sitting at 6% poor to very poor, which is unchanged, and 69% good to excellent, which is down 5. So I think, the story, there's two stories really going on here, is that the corn planting delays are driving the market upward, and you're probably going to have to see, you're probably going to see a lot of acres have to be replanted in corn. We're hearing that in Kansas and in many of the areas, or in that area, southern plains, southwest, midwest, that got the crop in, but all these heavy rains have just pummeled it. And look, they're talking they're going to have to replant. But also in wheat, we were looking at, huge yields in hard red winter wheat. Just had an ideal start to the growing season. After getting in kind of late last year, and there was some concern about, emergence and if it was actually going to make it through the winter and all kinds of stuff. Well, that just kind of went out the window with the very cool, mild, wet spring that we had. Well, that cool and mild and wet has continued well into the growing season. And now we're looking at quality declines, I think certainly is up, is expected, but also probably going to see some yield losses here. There was quite a bit of hail through the storm that went through last night, but usually that's accounted for anyway in the bigger numbers. But with the disease, that becomes a much different story, and it's a little late to to spray for the disease. Plus, it just keeps raining, so it's not soft red, just soft red that's looking at a vomitoxin issue. You're looking at some disease problems in the hard red as well, and that's the market that had just imploded against Chicago. Soft red saw a drop in acres more than expected. You had quite a bit of disease problems. You had some freeze problems in soft red. You had all kinds of issues in soft red. So we were looking at pretty tight ending stocks. And so the spread with Chicago versus Kansas City soared to a new record high, which just, cratered the Kansas City market. Now that's kind of snapping back. Over these last few sessions, Kansas City has regained some of that against Chicago. We're still pretty discount, around 43 cents, but it's better than the 50 cents that we saw here just a few days ago. I would expect that spread will continue to narrow up, Kansas City gaining on Chicago. This is historically wide spread, and I think the market, you're looking at another easily 10 days of harvest delays. That's going to become a pretty big problem in the southern plains, and I think Kansas City will respond to that. Other than that, when you look around the rest of the northern hemisphere, it's pretty boring compared to what's going on here in the United States. Russia, however, did see a bump in their new crop offerings. The prices jumped up about $5 a ton to 186. That's for new crop 12.5% protein. That compares to the U.S. at 219. These are FOB offers. So that's an 89 cent difference per bushel between Russia and U.S. new crop. They're always discount to us, but that's a pretty wide discount. So in the bigger picture, you got to kind of keep in mind, especially when it comes to wheat, that we are not the price setter around the world. Russia is, and they're looking at a big crop. Now, there were some talk about dryness in the Volga region. Well, I don't think that's a deal breaker for them. The rest of the country looks pretty good. Ukraine looks really good, and Europe looks really good. So it's that's something that I think is ultimately going to affect the wheat market. And that's why I thought we would just settle into a trading range. I felt we had found our low, and I think we've confirmed that. But how much upside we get, I think, is limited and probably will be well supported by corn. I think all the grains have found their bottom. Maybe not soybeans, but certainly corn and wheat. And, with wheat, settling into a trading range would kind of be a win, really. We'd like to see a bull market, but I think with a significant increase in world production, that's going to be difficult to do. But to get into a trading range form a basing pattern, I think is probably where the fundamentals would direct this wheat market. Unless you get more weather action going on in corn, and for now, it does look like that's going to happen. So I think corn will continue to support wheat. I think wheat is running up into some notable resistance here fairly quickly. Corn is starting to push through that notable resistance, but we're kind of really hovering there. So I'd look for wheat to stall out first. Corn, we'll see. That we've had two gaps now in a row. We'll see if we get some sort of exhaustion type of trade here in corn. It's moved a lot in the last week or so. The fundamentals would suggest there's more to go in corn. But I think once it stops, it's going to hit the wall pretty fast. And that's going to deflate corn. It's going to deflate wheat too. Hedge funds have been covering their shorts. That's pretty evident. And they've got a lot to do. But I think once they feel like, okay, this is what we know what the corn acres are, what we're going to have here, then I think the market's going to take a pretty sharp drop. But before, but we haven't seen that yet, obviously. And I think wheat will hit the wall first, and then corn will hit it later. And I think wheat is getting pretty close to doing that. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.